Retired law enforcement officer, security expert, and award-winning storyteller Paul Merrick, along with his co-host Jesse Clay, former Navy SEAL and four-time heavyweight Kumite world champion, together we'll discuss the broad array of current events using their unique backgrounds to further dissect each story. The only question you have to ask yourself is, are you ready to roll? Jesse, what is going on?
Hey, Paul, I don't know, but I can tell you this. People are going crazy.
You're acting like that's a new thing.
Well, that's why I just said crazy and stopped.
Oh, we can hear each other. It's amazing.
It's amazing, especially at our age.
What?
Huh?
So, was talking to my son yesterday, and he was asking, so what are you guys doing on the podcast? What are you talking about or whatever? And I explained to him that probably not nearly as much political stuff as we used to. It's mostly just like our take on life and things going on in the world in general and just having a good time and laughing a lot. Yep. And he said, that's better because we can't be imitated by somebody else and we're going to be different than, you know, the 10,000 other groups out there talking about, oh, you know, Biden did this or Trump did that or whatever. Everybody's, I mean, there's only so many rants you can do on that stuff, right?
And we may are have different.
Yeah, we are very different. So I took that to heart. And like Jesse said, you know, he's a very perceptive young man with, I guess, one little caveat.
Yeah, he's got one flaw, and that's that Boston hat.
That's for you, Paul.
There you go. Oh, yeah.
Cheers.
Cheers. L'chaim.
Jack Daniels.
Mmm.
That special edition, that is really good.
It's like
sweet. I mean, it's just really good.
It just rolls off the tongue.
Yes.
Right. Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, off the tongue. So we're going to talk about some friends of ours today. First of all, we got some folks heading out towards, well, I think Kansas, then Missouri, then South Carolina, and then eventually Franklin, Tennessee. We shall see how that all goes. We wish them the best. It seems like we know a lot of people that have headed out to Tennessee the last couple of years.
You know, it's like back in the 1700s, 1800s, people were heading out here, heading west, and now everybody's heading back east.
Yeah. And why is that, Jess?
Huh. Well, let's start with friggin' traffic.
Yeah, oh my gosh.
Traffic is ridiculous.
And it doesn't even matter now, like,
what
time
of
day. Yeah. And the funny thing, well, it's not funny, it's irritating, is that as much traffic as we've gained here over the last few years, still if you go back to California, you go back east to, like, New York or something, it's still worse.
Yeah.
You know, so I guess everything's relative. But there are places where it's not quite that bad and where I think attitudes might be a little bit better. And taxes a little bit better, too. And I think people are looking at that.
Taxes definitely better.
Yeah. People are looking at that. Well, like Tennessee, I mean, how close does that get you to a lot of places that have really good whiskey?
Pretty damn close. Pretty damn close.
I mean, that's got to be on the list, right? Yeah. only thing is, I guess, talking, because one of our nephews lives out there in Nashville, and we were talking to him last week. Or, you know, through text messages, I guess that's the same thing, sort of. And I guess they got a little bit of cold, and the place basically shut down. They didn't know what they were doing.
Yeah, they're not good. Same as Texas.
Yeah.
Texas homes aren't built. They're not insulated. Yeah. Half of them aren't insulated.
No.
So, you know, they can't deal very well with the cold.
And then our nephew here was telling me last night that he just got back there from a business trip, right? And he said, they don't even know how to shovel snow. Like, they got some here and thumb. He says, we were walking down the sidewalk. He goes, it's like an obstacle course. They've never dealt with that before. They don't even have the right shovel to do it. You know, it's like really kind of hilarious. So, yeah, pretty interesting. You know, we're watching, if you guys watch a lot of shows and shoot 'em up movies and things like that and everything, you know, Hollywood's perception of who, what, and what's tough and all that is a little bit different sometimes than reality. Like, you really don't know. There are a lot of other factors to take place. And I was talking to Jess about a mutual friend of ours. I'm not going to mention his name, but it's Josh. And this guy is very unassuming, But I don't think people realize how fast and crazy he is, which are two notable advantages in certain situations. Yeah. So if anybody out there knows who I'm talking about, I would just take a second guess before I did anything with this guy, because he really is on the crazy side and you just never know what he's going to do. So
that's why he fits in with us.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what he fits in. That's why he fits in, you know? So I just had to throw that in there. But I don't want you to think he's not a good guy. He's a very good dad and good husband and all that, but he's just crazy. So what are you going to do about it? You know,
crazy is a relative term.
Yeah. I guess I would say this, he's the good crazy.
He's good.
When it's required, it's there. Yeah. Yeah, so
kind of like Clint Eastwood in Every Which Way But Loose.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
He's a good guy until he calls out Clyde. Was it Clyde?
Clyde.
I love that monkey.
Oh. Yeah. Not a monkey. 12 ribs like you and me.
Yeah, it's orangutan. It's a
very strong orangutan. Yeah. I love those movies. Mm-hmm. I love those movies. There's some of his best work was just, and that truck. I remember that movie first came out in like 1980, and he had that 57 Chevy Stepside.
Yes. Yeah.
I can only imagine what a truck like that is worth nowadays, but that was, it's a really, we had a, my brother and I, we went back and forth with, we had a, from a friend of ours, we bought a 1954 Ford F-100. We called it the Warhead. Well, he called it the Warhead because he'd take that thing out. I think we paid like $500 for it. Three on the tree, in line six. It was a tank. You couldn't break it, right? I think he'd take it out once in a while. And back when you had alleys and the trash cans in the alleys and on an early morning run and just like rip everything apart and just... I'm giving him up, but I think we're past the statute of limitations. So.
Yeah, maybe.
So you're probably okay, gingerbread man. So anyway, but that was a cool truck. That was a cool, that whole, you know, it was, I don't know about you, but like sometimes I'll watch movies just because I like the environment they're in. Like they're on the road a lot. They're going fishing or whatever. Like that's why I like some of these Westerns, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's just like that. Oh, that'd be nice to be out there right now. You know, it's just, it's got to be part of the gig.
I watched the movie the other night. I haven't seen in a long time. It was Harley Davidson and the Marlboro Man. And
that was a kind of a silly movie.
That was a very silly movie. Here, let's rob a bank.
The Marlboro Man.
It's like, give me a break. Anyway, I watched it and it was interesting. It was interesting, the view that we at that time had of women, had of club owners, had of big corporate business, which corporate business hasn't really changed because they're still screwing people over, but
right. That's
neither here nor there, I guess.
Well,
but
they
it was
are,
a good,
though.
It was, it was a good chuckle.
Yeah.
You know, it made you forget problems of the day.
Yeah. And that's really, isn't that what the
that's
job
the premise
is?
Of those
yeah. 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 That's, you know, this is just nothing that you're going to write home about as far as probably the dialogue or anything, but it's just something to...
Definitely sexist. Definitely.
Oh, yeah. Well,
look at the time period it's from. But it was funny. And being that I'm from that time period, I could relate.
Yeah. You know, I've been watching the old Columbo movies at night because they're relaxing. I mean, it's a murder. Every episode is about a murder, right? But doggone it, the person dies, it goes to something else. You never see it. You never hear anything. You know, it's just like so minor.
Have you ever
minor.
Seen American Greed?
Yeah.
Well, I watched two stories last night. It was, I'm not going to say the customer's name, but I was there. We were getting ready to, he's getting his basement remodeled.
Oh.
And we were talking and he's, you know, he happened to bring out some... VSOP, and so I said.
So you stayed a little bit longer.
Stayed a little longer.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Well, you don't want to be rude.
No, you can't be. And
right.
He's paying a lot of money. So.
Yeah.
And they had a cigar, and then He's got a good humidor.
Yeah.
It's a walk-in humidor.
Really?
So he really understands. His wife is into wine. He's into whiskey. He doesn't like wine because it's not strong enough.
Oh, he hasn't been to Croatia.
Yeah, well, everything is stronger. But yeah, so we watched that American Reed.
Wow.
And I was like, holy cow.
Yeah. That's one that makes you think, though. That's not the relaxing.
And these are real stories.
Yeah.
True stories.
Yeah.
So it was interesting.
Yeah, it's just crazy.
Definitely interesting.
I sit there when I was watching, like I said, I was watching Columbo the last few nights doing that, and I remember watching that show with my dad, and my dad, you know, he was deputy sheriff, right? He'd crack up every time he goes, just one more question, you know, like, and just frustrate the suspect because, you know, he's playing this doofus who's already, like, in the first 3 minutes figured out who did what, right? Yeah. But for the rest of the show, he's, you know, something's bothering. I guess just how I am. You know, I'm really sorry. Just one more thing. I promise I'll go after that. You know, and every show the same way. And you know,
see, I'm a Telly Savalas fan.
Who loves you, baby?
Who loves you?
Well, that's because he has our hair. Or had our hairline.
Yeah, yeah, he doesn't anymore.
No. Well, we don't know.
I don't know.
What kind of? I mean, what kind of crate did they put him in? You know, I mean, or the
I don't know.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Did they burn him, or did they put him like?
Yeah, because if it was one of those airtight things, you never know.
Yeah, he could still have the same airline.
Mm-hmm. I know. Well, weather's pretty good today, huh?
Weather's awesome today.
Yeah, it's going to change again. We get some more snow.
When?
Wednesday or something like
Wednesday?
That. Yeah, I think so.
Wow,
I think we're okay till then. Oh, speaking of weather, so. Brother Matt, the smartass, right?
Mm-hmm.
Sends a picture about an hour ago. Oh, we went fishing today.
He's in Florida, Georgia?
That's the one that's in Florida. He's like, oh, kid and I went fishing today, right? And they're standing behind, there's one of those big fake like white sharks or something like that. But I look, it's 82 degrees today.
Yeah.
What an ass. Just going to rub it in.
Well, you know,
he keeps saying we could just come down there, you know. So.
Yeah, well, we may at some point.
Yeah, we may. yeah, but he loves doing that, you know. Or like, they'll be out in the evening, having a cocktail before, you know, grilling something or whatever. Mm. Oh yeah, it's beautiful right now. It's like sun's starting to go down, so it's about 75. You know, it was a little bit colder last week. Yeah. Well, that's when the kids are out. He's walking around with his jacket on, and I go, Matt, what's wrong? Is he sick? No, he's not used to the cold, dude. Like, yeah. He doesn't even have long pants. He just wears shorts everywhere, you know?
Yeah, when I lived in Dago, that's what I used to wear.
Oh, yeah, that's all we wear. Well, I think we're kind of to blame for all the people coming here. I try to explain that to people because my brother Steve and I were out here, and they got a place out here, and in February, we had his kettle and we were grilling some steaks right outside his garage, right? And we were in shorts because everybody up to then that we knew, their perception was, how you can live there? It's like they got a blizzard every other day. And then they see it's like February. I think it was for his birthday or something. Mm-hmm. In February, and we're grilling steaks in shorts in Colorado. And the very next year, I think like another million people moved here. So, yeah. You know.
See, it's your fault.
Probably.
It's your
fault. But we have trouble. We have a problem. We tell the truth too much, so you know, and then it kind of bites us in the ass.
Well, you can tell the truth, just don't put it on social media.
We should just tell them where we were. Yeah, shouldn't have told them where we were. Yeah, I don't think it was social media. I think my mom found out. She told everybody in Pedro, and then they told somebody, and then they told somebody. It was the old school way, you know, back when we had dial-up phones.
Oh wow, when you really had to talk to somebody.
Do you remember that?
When's
the last time you saw a payphone?
Oh, when I was in San Diego.
They
had it at the train station.
Oh, the train station. I didn't go there. Yeah.
The metro. I guess.
Oh, the Metro BART thing or whatever that is. Yeah. Oh, they still have payphones there?
Yeah, they had a pay. They have one there. It was 2 years ago, a year ago.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, last year. It was last year.
I remember when that all started to change. A buddy of mine had a pretty good investment in payphones. Like he had several different locations in Southern and Northern California. And that all basically went away in a couple of years because of cell phones. You know, they just don't. I remember even as a cop having to always make sure I had like a few quarters in my pocket. So
you could use a payphone.
Yeah, if they say, 1021 or something, because there's something I want to put out over the air, then I got to go to a payphone and call and,
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, things have changed so much.
Yep.
I mean, when's the last time you wrote a paper check?
Oh, I write it all the time.
Do you all the time? Well, yeah, you're old. That's right. Yeah. I forgot. Yeah. That's going to go away.
I'm
pretty soon.
Seasoned.
You're seasoned. Heavily seasoned.
Heavily seasoned.
That's going to go away in the next year or two. They're saying. They're saying that it just, you won't have that option. It's going to be all electronic.
Oh, you can't pay with cash now. You got to have a credit card.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of places won't take cash.
They won't take cash. Oh, this is what's scary is my grandkids
mm-hmm.
aren't even getting to learn how to write their name in cursive.
No.
Because they're doing most of their stuff on computers.
Right. Well, I remember a couple of years ago, I don't know if I told you this story or not. So a friend of ours teaches at a pretty like exclusive school down in Denver, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the young ones. And she said, I freaked out. First day of school, she goes, I set out some sheets of paper, like a square with, 0, 1 through 9 on it. So we could talk about numbers and everything like that. And she goes, I was walking around. She goes, about a third of the kids were like tapping the paper and then asking, how come it doesn't work?
Oh, no.
Yeah. Yeah. Seriously. They don't. I mean, you get on a deserted island or something and you don't have all that. You better know how to draw your name in the sand.
First of all, how the hell are they going to get to the deserted island? They'll leave their basements. So explain that.
Well, those won't make it. So yeah. But what a different world. I mean, remember like when growing up, your mom would say, be home by 6.
And my mom said, be home by dark.
I guess summertime, maybe that make more
be
sense.
Home by
yeah.
dark.
Well, my mom, it was by 6 because that's when dinner was. And if you weren't there, you weren't going to eat. So it was
we went back out afterwards.
Yeah, we went back out afterwards.
Dinner.
And we took off on our bikes with those big banana seats. And if we were really cool, we got a clothespin from our mom. With a playing card. And then we had like a Harley.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. And if we wanted a drink of water, we just got the hose.
Oh, but be careful because the hose water could have be containing, I don't know, whatever.
Yeah, look what it did to us.
Yeah.
I know. So, I mean, but remember that? All those, yeah. It wasn't like, oh, they're texting you on the cell phone. Where are you right now? Whatever. It was like, be home by this time.
Yeah, and they didn't know where you were. They just asked the next door neighbor.
Yeah.
You see my kids?
Yeah,
they're down there
in
the park raising hell.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly right.
Yeah.
And what about Kool-Aid?
Oh, my God. Kool-Aid was the shit, wasn't it?
Yeah.
But, I understand.
It's still there. I found this out because my mother-in-law is drinking it now for I forget why.
Really?
But yeah, she likes it. She doesn't like drinking water. And they told her, you got to drink more water. She goes, fine. So she started making Kool-Aid. And so I'm drinking my water. You know what? She went and took her test and she's fine. The woman is like bulletproof. I'm telling you right now.
Like
she's
your something.
Wife. Yeah. You can't do anything.
Strong
to
stock.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
I'm going to Iowa. Damn it.
Yeah.
No, I'm not going to say that on the air because people will follow me.
Yeah. No, don't do it. Don't do it. And then our friends in Alaska, it's -12 right now. We already had that. It's end of January, so they got what, hour and a half of sunlight,
mm-hmm.
and the rest is just.
No, wait a minute. When is the solstice? Summer solstice?
No, spring is March. Well, December 21st, so it's still really...
It's dark.
Yeah, dark.
Yeah.
But then March 7th or something like that, around there, it's going to be when we do the time change, and that's spring solstice, right? I think that March 21st, something like that. And then mm-hmm. summer solstice is the longest day of the year, so like June 21st, something like that.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Interesting.
It's always like a day or here in between where that... Because of the pivot and how we rotate. Oh, that was the other thing about... Florida was.
We're speaking of pivoting and rotating.
Yes. Well, we're talking about because Stephanie and I are taking dance lessons right now. So yeah, I'm learning how to do the cha cha.
What? You're in dance lessons?
Yeah.
Oh, dude,
she likes it. She likes it. So I'm happy. But
she likes
don't
it
change
so
the subject, doggone. In Florida, because they're closer to the equator, right? There isn't that drastic change from winter to summer on how long the day is. So their days are longer now than ours because, you know, but it's not as dread. It's not like the sun goes down there, what, 8 o'clock or something during the summertime when it here, it's 9:30, right? For a little bit. But during the winter, the sun's still up when it's, you know, 7 o'clock or something. Yeah, so it's
an hour and a half difference.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not that bad. Not that bad. It is as we get older. So we want as much sunlight as we have. We're taking dance lessons. Yeah. Yeah.
This is the first I'm hearing of this. So I'm kind of surprised.
Yeah. Yeah. It's my big time Thursday night. So we just got done. They do every month. They change whatever dance you're working on. And hey, it's at a cowboy bar. Okay. So it's not what you think. So it's not, but I'm supposed to say it's not the cowboy cha-cha. It's the regular cha-cha.
So it's whatever. The real cha-cha.
The real cha-cha. I got to go this way. I got to go that way. I got to flip them around. You know what's kind of cool?
Why the hell are you dancing?
Because Stephanie wants me to learn how to dance.
Oh, got it.
And you know what? Surprisingly, well, you'll get this just because with your background. Yeah, you don't know that about Jesse. You know, work out every day, right? We go do that dance thing, and then I got muscles that are sore that they shouldn't be sore.
Yeah.
You know, it's just the different movements and stuff, which is good.
Yeah.
But this next month is going to be polka. I don't know, sure exactly what kind of dance it is, but I said it's like polka, like, you know, grumpy old men. Oh, everybody, polka! You know, and he goes, no, it's not that kind of polka. Mm-hmm. It's a different kind of dance. He goes, but then for that month, they do that. So you get like four lessons in or whatever. I will say this. At first, I was a little skeptical. It's a skeptical. Yeah, skeptical. No more whiskey for you. Me.
For me, yes.
For me, yes. For you, no. Skeptical. So anyway, but besides the fact that it's a good workout and good balance and everything like that, it is going to be really cool. Like, you know, you go to a wedding or some kind of event or something, and you can take your wife out there and dance with her. So. It's kind of besides just the Fonz thing, yeah, because that's usually what I do. The Fonz thing, snap my fingers.
What's wrong with that?
Well, it's cool for a while, but then you know when everybody else is moving around and stuff,
and then you're still the Fonz. Everybody else is wishing, and I wish I was as cool as that guy.
Yeah, I know.
But like the old proverb is, if Mama ain't happy,
nobody's happy. Nobody knows the trouble I'm in. Nobody knows the things I've seen.
And if you want to continue seeing them, you better do what Mama wants you to do.
That's right. In fact, it is so written. No, it's actually pretty good.
It is in the stars.
Yeah, it's actually kind of fun. It really is. Yeah. Get to move around or whatever. And so better than just every night sit and watch TV, go do things, you know? So,
yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Well, I guess.
Yeah. You know,
dancing's your thing, dance.
Yeah. So next time we're walking down the street someplace, you and I, and some guy says something, and I go, hey, you want to dance?
Yeah. There you go.
Cha cha. Cha cha.
Or merengue.
Yeah. Merengue. Yeah. What was that? That song that was really popular for a while, Margarita or Margarita?
Oh, Macarena.
Macarena, yeah. Or the Macarena, yeah, we'll do that. Macarena.
I never did that, so I'll pass.
Yeah, I don't think I could do that, so. But
I'd throw a hip out or something.
How's it going down south?
That sucks, but it is what it is. No, it's, what is that? Now you got me thinking.
Come up to the banana belt.
We got a shitload of snow.
Yeah.
We got hit pretty hard. But it's good because we need the moisture.
Yeah, that's what we always try to tell ourselves. It's okay. We need the moisture.
Gundam style.
I don't know what that is.
It's the Korean dude that did all the dancing. He did he's crazy dance. It's a Korean dude.
Oh, way back when.
Gundam style.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. He was like on Dancing with the Stars or something kind of thing. Yeah.
He was wild, dude.
Yeah, you know, he just see the point. He was just different.
He was different.
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah, that does it. You got to just
one hit wonder.
Hey, he made some dough. Hopefully, he invested it well. You know,
fish heads
in real estate. No, what? Fish heads.
Fish heads and rice.
Yeah. Last night, not going to mention where it is. We both know we're probably going to have dinner tonight, and. Tried to explain to people the environment, right? And they really think, oh, you're full of shit. It's not like that. Yeah. And then eventually they actually go with you,
mm-hmm.
and they come out laughing their ass off going, my God, everything you said was true. So yeah, best food in the world, best food in the world. The conversation a little bit different than what you might expect.
Absolutely.
Yeah. we'll leave it at that.
Absolutely different than what you expect.
Yeah. 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 That was, that's always, it's always a good time,
but it's never bullshit. It's always the way it's supposed to be.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. It's a way it was meant to be, the way it was meant to be.
Yeah.
What, we're almost to February. Where are you going to be going? Any place headed out anywhere for anything fun?
I don't know. I got to put a shout out to one of the guys who was our OG in our motorcycle institution that I'm involved with. He just had stent surgery. He had
for his stent. Heart? Yeah. Yeah.
And they're going to go and do some stuff. But medical science has progressed so much that he didn't have to get cut. They just went into his groin.
Yeah.
He said the most exciting part was getting shaved. And then he realized it was a man and he wasn't so excited.
I don't know if he'd be excited a woman taking a razor to me down there either, though. I don't know. Like,
well,
we don't know each other, do we?
Right. Maybe you're from the past.
Yeah.
The good thing is it's a Bic, not a straight.
I don't know. That still sounds just them going through the they put you to sleep, right?
He was awake.
Oh, man, I don't know. Anything near the groin, they're sticking something up. Yeah, I don't know if I like that.
Yeah, he had a pretty interesting point.
he had an interesting point? He had an interesting point, ladies and gentlemen. Very interesting point. Yeah.
The person that was doing the shaving, he thought was a woman.
Uh-huh.
Until he said the person sneezed.
Yeah.
And he said, Gesundheit.
He said, thank you.
Thank you. So I was kind of like, he said at that point, whatever line he was going to use, he put back in the bag and decided not to use
it. Well, and you hope the guy doesn't sneeze anymore because he's shaving you right now, too. It's like, oh, what do you do about those nicks? Yeah.
Ugh. Nicks and cuts.
Nicks and cuts. Ugh.
Somebody's telling me this the other day. She's an ER doctor, and she was laughing about. Manscaping.
Okay.
I said, I asked her, and I said, seriously, how many nicks do you see? And she goes, nicks. And I said, yeah, guys have been manscaping.
Yeah, yeah.
And she laughed, and she goes, so I met their name, Nick.
Right. Yeah.
And she goes, no, nicks and cuts.
Yeah.
And she goes, no, he said, it's not when they cut, it's when they get infected. Because a lot of guys now are manscaping.
Yeah, yeah.
I never thought about that shit. I didn't really care. The person, I don't know. But she was saying that.
Well, you kind of manscape because you shave your head, so.
That's the different scaping.
Okay. Anyway.
Yeah. Are you telling me my eyes look like nuts? Is that what you're saying?
I was thinking more the ears.
You know, your ears would make a great set of scrotum.
Oh, God. Can we talk about something else?
Ugh. Why not?
Yeah. But, yeah, so, yeah, well, that makes sense. It's like anything. You get cut anywhere and you get an infection, you're in trouble.
Yeah, I'm not going to get – it was pretty gross she was telling me.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And she was telling me the worst.
Yeah.
She said, the last couple months we've had A, B, C, and D.
Yeah, yeah.
And each one was worse than the next. Yeah. And she was waiting for a reaction. And I said, you can always use them for fishing. She didn't have a whole lot to say after that. She's going, I'm not going to gross you out, am I? I said, no.
Oh. You know, it just happened to the audience, right?
Lost in space.
It's the Twilight
Zone. It's the Twilight Zone.
I saw a poster last night at a bar. They had the old Twilight Zone poster with, what was the guy's name? Steiger? Was it Rod Steiger?
I thought it was Rod Stewart.
No, that's a singer. Yeah.
Rod, whatever his name was.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Rod, I think
and
it was
welcome to the Twilight.
Yeah, yeah. We are in control. No, no, that's Outer Limits.
Yeah. I used to love the Twilight Zone.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Might sign and sound and, you know, blah, 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 whatever.
Yeah, I almost stole
that poster. Yeah.
You almost appropriated that poster?
Well, borrowed indefinitely. Yeah. You know, it's amazing to think like the Rifleman with Chuck Connors, right?
If I saw a Rifleman poster,
yeah,
I'd take it.
Yeah, yeah. But think about this.
I would ask the proprietor of the facility the equitable amount it would take for me to have it without causing a disturbance.
Exactly. Exactly.
Then I'd kick his ass and take the fucking poster.
And tell him, do you need to be shaved? So anyway.
Only on the weekends.
But think about this. We used to watch that as kids, right?
Yeah.
A cool rifle. Oh, yeah, how you could flip it around and everything like that. 4440. Winchester 4440. Oh, yeah. Everybody wanted one. And they're out there now. Collectibles are pretty expensive, right? Just like other John Wayne movies. He had one of those, too. That's where it came from, right? Mark, the son.
Yeah.
Passed away like a couple of years ago at the age of 75 from Alzheimer's.
Way.
Yeah.
Paul.
Yeah. I mean, if that doesn't make you feel older.
It doesn't.
Just too much. Too much, man. Too much.
How about Mayberry RFD?
Oh. Andy Griffith. You know, that was the first TV sitcom, I think.
Really?
Comedy sitcom. There's something, it holds some distinction for
Wasn't
that.
Wasn't Andy gay?
Griffith?
Yeah,
no, he was gay. No.
He never nailed a chick in the park.
It was 1960 when that show came out.
I know, it did. At some point.
He was always dating what's-her-name for like 43 years. He dated the same gal.
Always the same gal.
Yeah, yeah. And then there was Opie, who ended up being the
Billionaire?
Billionaire, because he was described one time by the trio, Laverne and Shirley, who was the woman she was married to Meathead on. On All in the Family.
Yeah.
So we do this. This is the test. If you know what the hell I'm talking about, then you know who
you're
I mean.
Over 50.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Meathead on All in the Family was married to
Archie Bunker.
No.
Oh, sorry. Archie Bunker was his dad.
That would be today. Yeah. No. He was married to the part of the trio, or not trio, the of Laverne and Shirley, and I can't think of her name right now, but you should know who I'm talking about if you saw those shows.
Yep.
And she described Opie, who we can't think of his name either right now, the reason she said he was so successful, she goes, he grew up in this. When he looks at something, he sees it like a movie. He just knows what needs to be where and how it has to sound. And I mean, just.
What is his name? I can't think of his name.
It's a simple name.
And he's a hell of a director.
Hell of a director and producer.
He's done some stuff.
We'll think of it.
Stuff.
You're out there right now. You're driving down the road. You're yelling at us going, you idiots. You can't remember one name. No, not right now. We're thinking about it.
We are.
Right. I'm going to cheat.
No cheating.
Okay. I won't. I'll put it back.
No, you can cheat.
No. It's not Ricky Nelson.
Oh, my God. Ricky Nelson?
It's not Omar. It's not Lance Reddick. It's not.
He's not
Jewish. But you got the same. Well, he had the same hairline. Gosh.
I would let it go. It'll come to you immediately.
So everybody out there, just send us a note. You guys are really screwed up. You're getting really old. You should probably think about doing something else. Maybe Walmart greeter, something like that, maybe. That's, you know. But here's the funny thing. We can't think of any of those names, but we can tell you what movies they were in and TV shows and who they were married to and everything else, but we can't tell you their name.
You know, the Fonz couldn't ride a motorcycle?
No, we couldn't.
No. Yeah, I heard
you
that.
Know that I heard the other day. So he and, I did not know this, but it was an interesting story. He and Sylvester Stallone are pretty good friends.
Yeah, great friends.
Yeah, and when Sylvester Stallone was going to pitch Rocky, it was going to be his big break, right? His car broke down. He had to call the fawns to come pick them up.
Yep.
Because you got to come get me. You got to come get me. I'm going to, you know. I mean, that's going from I'm living in an apartment, I got a car that doesn't work, to I own like a parking lot things, now, yeah. You know, of cars. So, but really, really interesting story. Yeah. This is going to bother me for a minute here. Okay.
Why? Don't let it bother
you. No, yeah, just let it go. Just let it go. Just let it go.
Let it go.
Like that app. Just let it go. Just let it go.
No, that was Frozen.
I never saw that, but I mean,
you never saw Frozen?
No.
Oh, you don't have grandkids yet?
No. No. Oh, okay. Fine. Yeah, be like that.
I have grandchildren, and they're awesome.
Yeah, I know. They are awesome. Oh, no, he's my papa. He doesn't know anything about fighting. And then I get told, don't say a word. Don't say a word. Let him think I'm just a sweet guy.
I'm just the sweet old
dude. Yeah, I'm like, no, I don't think you children really know who grandpa is. Oh, not That's papa. Okay. Not papa.
Not the pope.
Who's teaching you karate? Who the hell is teaching you karate? Son of a bitch.
Son of a
Show
beast.
Me what they're teaching you.
Yeah.
Hold your hand like this, damn it. Hey, you didn't say damn it. You were really nice to him. But
yeah. It's funny. My other grandson now is taking jiu-jitsu. And, hey, it is what it is. But my, anyway, he's taking
You don't jiu-jitsu. Know anything about that either.
No,
but yeah,
no, I don't know anything about that. Yeah. Anyway, so we'll let it go.
So you were going to say something else about the jiu-jitsu or? There was more to it, or just that he's taking it somewhere else?
No, he's taking it somewhere else, okay. And it's, you know, it is what it is.
What do we know?
Nothing.
Obviously not.
Apparently nothing.
No, apparently nothing. We know nothing. What movie? What
Howard. Show? Howard's his last name.
Oh, yeah. Ron.
Ron Howard.
Yeah, see, what a team. What, yeah, a, what team. A team.
We'll knock this out of the park.
Ron Howard. Yeah. Yeah, that something, and not his, I think... Their daughter, she's an actress now, I think.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, he's, you know, he's, I think he's like 70. So, yeah. You know.
I was watching something with Tom Hanks the other day, and what an interesting gentleman.
Yeah, he is interesting.
And then, was it?
You see that shirt he was wearing that said Trump 4 more years?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, which surprised everybody, right? Because he's kind of a Biden guy, right?
Yeah, he's a Democrat.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I guess it was just fake. They photoshopped it, and now there's so much stuff out there. Like there's video
the AI shit.
Yeah, there's videos out there of Obama talking about what a great guy Trump is. There's all kinds of stuff. Oh, I'm sorry. And people are watching it and going, hey, you know, I mean, so
yeah, I don't.
It's know. Crazy now. It's just crazy.
We've opened the door and we can't put the
genie back in the bottle. Yeah. What That's a good question. What was Genie's last name?
I Dream of Genie?
No, Genie. The Genie in the Bottle. No, I Dream of Genie was, here we go again.
Oh, she was smoking, dude.
She was a very pretty lady. Barbara Eden. See, isn't that funny? I can't remember Ron Howard, but I remember Barbara Eden. Well, hey, we know where my mind's going.
Because you were dreaming of Genie.
That was some outfit, too.
Yeah.
For the 60s. For the 60s.
I wonder how that got through.
But you know what? I don't know. She's still around, or she might be past.
No, I don't know.
If Stephanie was there, she goes, I can't believe you don't know. You know everybody that's dead. Yeah. but like a couple of years of that, she was someplace, whatever. Like she still looked really good.
Yeah.
You know, just.
So did Wonder Woman.
Oh, Linda Carter. Yes.
Yeah, she looked good too.
We're really giving ourselves away here. We remember all the women's names.
Well, I mean, besides John Wayne, who else was there? Clint Eastwood. That was it.
Yeah, Clint Eastwood, very tall.
No.
Well, until she passed too, Raquel Welch looked good, you know? And then
oh my God.
The last 6 months,
I saw her
she
got
sick
Delmar,
or something.
And she walked
into the room. Not Del. You didn't see Raquel Welch. You saw Gina Lollobrigida.
No. Oh, Sophia Loren.
Sorry. Okay, any one of them.
Sophia Loren.
Yeah, any one of them would be fine.
She was...
You said she smelled good too.
Oh my God, she smelled... And I'm old. I don't really give a shit. So I'm going to say it this the way it is.
Yeah.
She smelled like a woman should smell.
Interesting.
At least from my
perspective.
And she smelled.
I'm going to save you.
Thank you for saving me. She smelled like a woman should smell.
Yeah. That.
She moved like a woman should move.
Right.
Based on what I was told a woman should smell
right.
and move like.
Yeah.
She was plus 10 on every scale.
That's.
And then as soon as she said hello, it was like I was done.
Yeah, that's pretty funny.
So was every other man in the room, though. So
yeah,
from 18 to 80.
Who is that? You'd be walking through one of those movies. Well, it'd be like Big Jake. Oh, sorry, Mr. McCandles. I thought you were dead. Who's that? Sophia Loren. Oh, sorry, Miss Loren. I thought you was dead. But you smell good.
You smell good.
Especially for a dead person.
Yeah, dead people don't normally smell that well.
Oh, my gosh. So, yeah. Oh, my gosh. I don't even want to think.
She was cool. Who I ran into? I ran into a couple folks. And, you know, they say never meet your hero because you'll be disappointed.
Yeah.
That's bullshit.
Who'd you meet?
I'm not going to say. I'm not going to name drop, you know, one of the Harleys on Mr. Davidson.
Yeah. And you weren't disappointed?
No. Nicest guy on the planet. I feel sorry for him now because his wife Linda died.
Oh.
Willie G. Cool motherfucker. You know, him and his son are good, great people. His son runs a museum now.
Wow.
For Harley Ann, but great people. And I met him and he sat there and we talked for 30, 45 minutes.
Wow.
Just about motorcycle shit. No, well, I did this and I did that. Talked about AMF, talked about a whole bunch of stuff.
Because the really cool guys, they don't talk about themselves. They talk about either what they did or what, you know, was out there.
Yeah,
in the history.
I still want to meet Clint Eastwood. I've been on two locations.
You better hurry up. There,
and I haven't had a chance to say, hey, Mr. Eastwood.
Yeah.
You know.
What kind of events? What kind of does he go to?
Well, he was at 17 Mile Island. Which is Pebble Beach.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He lives there.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
We were doing a veterans deal out there, and he was supposed to come out, and I ended up doing a demonstration. So while I was doing a demonstration, he actually did come out.
Wow.
So I didn't get a chance to talk to him because I was telling people about the equipment we were using. And so by the time I got done, when I started to talk, he was there.
Right.
And then when I finished the talk, I turned around, he was gone. And wow. I was so pissed off.
You know, he, I mean, don't know everything about him, but I know one thing, like he and Morgan Freeman are like really good buddies.
Oh, yeah.
And I remember them telling a story one time, Morgan Freeman telling the story, which, I mean, to this day, that guy still got the voice. You know, him and the guy in Field of Dreams, they had
the
voice.
Oh, yeah, the other black guy.
The other black guy, the other guy, but they
black?
Have, like, yeah, he's black, but their distinctive voice,
yeah.
Like, you know, either one could play God really easily. Right. I mean,
he was also the voice of Darth Vader.
Yes. Darth Vader. That's right.
I can't think of his name though.
Oh, here we go again. You know why? Cause he's a man.
That makes total sense.
But Morgan Freeman told the story. Kind of reminded me of, like, and not because of the black thing, okay? Oh, did I say the black thing? Because of like their relationship, Clint Eastwood would call and say, "I'm thinking about, oh, I'm in." He says, "Yeah, let's just whatever." It's like there's a big, like, we're gonna figure out how much we're getting paid, but that'll all get taken care of. Yeah, I'm in. You know,
that's like Samuel L. Jackson and Tarantino.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's a good example.
I love Tarantino.
Yeah,
and his work is fantastic.
Yeah, we were talking about that last night. Okay, here's another one. We're gonna screw up again. So, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Yeah.
Good flick.
That was Brad Pitt.
So Brad Pitt was playing, his part was actually based on the Judaist. I want to say he was in a lot of like small parts in movies and stuff, but he was always the, not special effects, but the
stunt guy
for a lot of the fights and stuff. He was a famous Judaist. He just passed away last year. He was like 89 or 90. That's who his portrait was. And I was trying to tell somebody last night, and I couldn't think of his name. Help me out.
You're asking me. He's not cute. I don't know.
No, but he was a famous judo guy.
Judoka.
Hi. Yeah. So there's another one. Someone's driving around right now going, these guys are driving me batty.
Well, I'll figure it out.
It's, you know, Yeah, Greg would know because he used to tell me about him all the time. He's, I guess he was a real McCoy. The thing that I, story I heard, I don't know if it's true or not. It's a good story though. He was he worked on a film or whatever with Seagal, right? Mm-hmm. I know that's one of your favorites. And I think the story. This is the story they were telling, and this is a story that actually happened. This is what I'm being told. The story that goes out there all the time is that Seagal said, "I can't be choked out. I'm a keto-ist or whatever," and blah 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 blah. And the judoist
choked him out.
Choked him out pretty quick, and then he shit his pants. That was the story you hear. Supposedly, that may or may not have ever happened, but. The other story, part of it that was taken from, was he's walking somewhere in the lot where they're filming or whatever, and he and Seagal's got a couple bodyguards with him. When it's just the one guy, right? And he's older even then, right? And someone said something or whatever, and he just flattened him. Like, I can do this or that, and just got taken to the ground real quick, right?
Yep.
And which makes a little bit more sense to me, like just out of the nowhere land, but...
Well, Seagal shit his pants all the time, so that's not a big deal.
Well, he can't get around there anymore to even wipe. I mean, he's just...
That's somebody else's problem.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's not, from what I understand, he's not a very nice person.
No, he's not.
So, otherwise, we wouldn't pick on him. But, you know, they have to, speed up the film in his movies now? That I don't know, some of these guys, it just amazes me. Like, they got everything they're basically handed to them, and then you find out they're really not who...
Dickheads.
Yeah, big dickheads.
No worries.
What do you think? You ready to roll?
Let's roll.
Okay, so today's lesson is, number one, don't mess with Josh because you're going to get hurt. Stop watching movies with only dead people in it. And when you get time, not while you're driving, the names we couldn't think of, send them to us. And we can read them off the screen and we don't have to remember them.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Anyway, have a great week.
Hey, be safe.
Don't be sorry. Be safe.
Don't be sorry. And don't get caught.
No, don't. Yeah. Yeah. Don't get caught. Appropriate words in our life. Okay. Talk to you soon.
Mission Complete will be back soon. We will never change our tune. We thank you for your loyal support. So please subscribe and share our port. Sound off. 1, 2, sound off, 3, 4, sound off, 1, 2, 3, 4, let's roll.